This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
An archaeologist at Green Bay's Neville Public Museum has spent the summer trying to find evidence of the remains of Fort Howard. The U.S. military fort opened 200 years ago to protect the interior of the young country from the British. Patty Murray reports.
Kevin Cullen is the deputy director of the Neville and an archaeologist. He's using ground-penetrating radar to hopefully find part of the outline of Fort Howard.
Let's take it for a walk, because we're not doing a formal survey, but generally, if you look here...
The radar looks like a push snowblower or lawnmower, but it can see up to 30 feet underground. Cullen's using it on what's now an industrial lot just west of the Fox River and some railroad tracks.
Archaeologists are reusing this now in the United States and around the world to document and try to find foundations, particularly, or any kind of ground disturbance. So,
isn't this what they used to find Richard III in the parking lot?
They did, yeah. So in fact, it works really well for finding burials, in especially under parking lots where you're not going to be digging everywhere.
The suspected site isn't paved, so Cullen has been able to use the GPR to strategically dig, and he's found some stuff.
Okay, I'm going to jump down in the pit here. So I'm a meter below the ground surface.
Cullen has found shards of crockery and more.
This clasp is very interesting. It's a buckle anyway, that is either from a belt or a shoe. It's hard to say. We have to do a little bit more cleaning of it, but it's all copper. It's definitely 19th century, and it's a matter of then we'd have to figure out what it came off of.
Fort Howard was established in 1816 and decommissioned in 1852. It never saw much military action, but future President Zachary Taylor was stationed there for a time. Mary Jane Herber is a historian with the Brown County Library. She says the sleepy fort was important because the threat of another British invasion was real, coming on the heels of the War of 1812.
The possibility of the British or any other group being able to get into the interior of the continent, this Fox Wisconsin waterway is a perfect strategic route for movement of troops through Wisconsin, down the Mississippi, and then to the rivers that run west off the Mississippi.
And did that happen?
No, because of Fort Howard being here.
I'm very pleased to be able to present some of this information that we have dug up over the last several months here since spring.
A small group of history buffs came to the Neville to hear what Cullen's found so far. Carrie Jockey has toured some of the surviving buildings that were moved to Heritage Hill State Park in the 1970s.
And I've lived in Green Bay all my life, and I've heard of Fort Howard all my life and seen the buildings at Heritage Hill, and I've always been intrigued and wondered why they didn't do this sooner.
Along with the radar, Cullen is using photographs taken from shortly after the fort was shut down and old railroad maps to target his digging. The museum, which is across the street from the site, also has an exhibit including artifacts thought to be from the fort on display. There is a sense of urgency to the effort to define the fort's boundaries. Developers have plans to build townhouses on the site in the near future. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.